Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in. Just want to remind everyone, we're going to be having a men's prayer breakfast there at our church coming up on Saturday, February the 3rd, starting at 8 o'clock. Key member of the Chad Watson from the Glory Land Baptist Church is going to be with us there, and he's going to be preaching the gospel at 8 o'clock in the morning, amen, 8 a.m. And so make your plans to be with us there at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church for our men's prayer breakfast coming up this Saturday at 8 o'clock. And so come on up the mountain, amen, and we'll feed you some biscuits and gravy, amen, and a slab of bacon and sausage and pancakes and you name it, amen. The Justice family's up there singing for us now.
My soul is now thrilling with joy he is feeling when I think of what's over life's sea. Our loved ones are waiting there now, congregating beyond the sunset for me. Standing on the shore by the landing beyond the sunset for me.
Our study on Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 13. The Bible says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." We've talked this week a little bit about how that those gates seem to represent our physical birth, and then also our spiritual birth. That wide gate seems to be speaking about our physical birth, while the narrow gate, that straight gate, S-T-R-A-I-T, gate, seems to be talking about our spiritual birth. And so this is going to be part three of the message as we begin today from a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. I want you to look, number one, you've got to leave the broad way and enter the straight gate. You say, ain't nobody going to make me leave. That's right. Till you make up your mind, you're tired of walking that road, you'll never come to Christ. Preacher, how do I leave the broad way and enter the straight gate? Well, it's going to be a choice. I want to talk just for a minute about this narrow way and how that it was provided for you. Thank you, Lord. The Bible said this in John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that he
and gave his only begotten son, that every single one of us, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that perishing is this. You going out that final destination, amen, and going to the broad road of destruction, that's you perishing in an eternal hell, amen. But God Almighty's give you a gift. He give you another way. He's the way maker this morning, amen. He provided you a way to get off. He's provided us an exit ramp. Hallelujah. You say, what are you saying? I'm trying to tell you that you have a decision this morning. You don't have to end your life in destruction. You can end your life, amen, in a place that's going to offer you everlasting life with love in the Lord. But you got to change routes. Know this. The same Jesus that warned us of the way that leads to destruction is the same Jesus that helps us on how to leave that way of destruction and get to the straight gate. John chapter number 3. Go to John chapter number 3 real quickly over there in your Bibles. John chapter number 3. I want you to see this. I believe this will be of help to you. John chapter number 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? He's saying this, wait a minute. He's saying, you're trying to tell me to go back in my mama? Watch what Jesus said to him in John chapter number 3, verse 4. He said, or verse 5, excuse me. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, right? I said, how did you get on the wide, go through the wide gate and get on the broad way? We were born into it. Amen. Naturally, we were born into it. But Jesus is saying this, ye must be born again. He said, not of water, but of the Spirit. Watch this. He said, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Now go back and look at the text, Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 13. Matthew 7, 13, y'all with me? Enter ye in at the straight gate, right? Look at the spelling of the word straight. Now the spelling of the word straight is this. It's not S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T, right? That word straight, S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T, means a line, straight, pointing in a direction, right? Amen. You could say without hills, without curves, it's a straight line, amen. That is not what the text said. There's a different word there, right? Look at the spelling of the word. S-T-R-A-I-T is the word, right? That word means this, small, narrow. A small and narrow passageway, one could say. It's a gate that leads to life, right? Now I'm trying to help you this morning. I pray to God that you're getting it. Just as we was born physically in this world, we went through a narrow passageway called the birth canal, amen. And we were born on this side of eternity. But I will tell you, thank God, we went through another passageway upon the knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us an exit ramp, amen. He gave us a way into life. What are you saying? I'm trying to tell you that just as I became in relationship to my mom and dad, a son, Jesus made a way for me to get off that wide gate and that broad way that leads to destruction and to go be with him in heaven. That's right. Amen. It's a birth canal, friend. And the only way that you can ever get off and go towards that place called heaven is to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Entering the doors of the church don't get you entered into heaven. Oh no, friend, it takes you falling down before God and asking the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior. That's how you get into heaven. When you turn away, you leave that old lifestyle. I just like it like this, Brother Kevin. I don't know if it really happens like this, but I like it when you get off that exit ramp and you start that new life with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and you go through that door, amen, that leads in the life, I like it like this. I think the door behind you just closes, and there's no way that you could ever get on that wide, go through that wide gate again. There's no way you can ever get back on that broad road that leads to destruction. That door shut, thank God. Jesus said what? I am the door. Amen. Thank God. You see what you're trying to say? I'm trying to tell you that everybody that goes through this door, the Lord Jesus Christ, if you go through him, you're going to find life everlasting in the glory world. Amen. You're going to get help, amen, for your soul. You're going to get acceptance into heaven. Your name's going to be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life because of relationship. What road do you on this morning? What road do you on? Well, there's only one way to know. You must be born again. Jesus said this, enter ye in at the straight gate. Enter ye in at the straight gate. We've looked at the gates. We've looked at them ways. But let's look now at the final destination for just a moment. Look at this. Verse 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The broad way leadeth to destruction. It's a way that ends in pain. It's a way that ends in torment. It's a way that ends in separation. Sadly, we see that many are on that broad way this morning that leads to destruction. Maybe you're on this broad way this morning. You say, how can I tell, preacher? There must be a time in your life where you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. You say, preacher, well, I signed a card. That don't get you into heaven, friend. You say, preacher, I shook hands with the man of God. That don't get you into heaven, friend. What's going to get you into heaven is for you to personally bow before the way maker, amen, and ask him to be the way for you, amen. That's the only way. I can't get you into heaven. Your daddy can't get you into heaven. Your mama can't get you into heaven. Your grandpa can't get you into heaven. Your grandma can't get you into heaven. Only Jesus can get you to that place. We've got a lot of things that people call the church these days. But I want to tell you what the church is here for. The church is here to warn you that there's a place coming that you don't need to go. I don't believe in God, preacher. Well, what's it going to be like when you end up in eternity and you was wrong? I'm going to tell you something. There's no possible way you could ever convince me today that that Bible is not an inerrant, infallible book. Amen. No man could have wrote that book. No. There's not enough wisdom in the world to write that book. Amen. No possible way. You say, well, preacher, I'm telling you right now, if you're going to trust a scientist over that book, you're a fool. Amen. I'm not trying to be ugly. But I'm trying to tell you, friend, there's a literal place called hell. There's a literal way. And if you're lost this morning, if you've never been saved by the grace of God, in other words, you ain't never been found by the shepherd, amen. I'm telling you, it's not because of what he did. It's because of what you're doing, amen. You're rejecting him. You're passing him by. You're leaving him by himself. He's saying, come unto me, all that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In order to walk by this place and to go to hell, this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to bypass on the highway. You're going to have to bypass a bloody cross. You're going to have to bypass the Son of God who was nailed to that cross with blood dripping from his brow. You're going to have to bypass the crown of thorns. You're going to have to bypass the spear that ripped his side. You're going to have to bypass all them things. Say, I don't want nothing to do with that. And make your own way. Well, I want to remind you this morning that while that cross was ugly, while it wasn't pretty, Brother Brad, it was a way maker. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. It changed my destination. You could see it this way. It was my bridge to get me from this side to that one. Hallelujah. You said, preach, what are you saying? I'm trying to tell you, without Jesus, you'll never make it there.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app,
where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.